For this podcast, I was planning on speaking about my hopes for the future. So I figured that since I've talked enough about my own life, I could expand this to include my hopes for the future about the world or other people in general. So to help me out with this, I've invited one of my best friends, Noah Williams. Welcome, Noah. I'm glad you're here today.
Hello, Sarah. It's glad to be back here.
Awesome. So this podcast is about hopes for the future. Do you have any that you'd like to share, either for yourself or a group of people or just the world in general?
Wow, that's a big question. Very big question. Hopes for the future. Well, definitely on a personal level, I hope that I graduate college. Right now, it's a tasking quest, but it's pretty fun. I've made a lot of friends, got a lot of work done. I'm learning a lot, and that's always great. So on a personal level, that's like my first goal. And then, I guess for like the country, I just hope that like our political climate definitely levels out a bit. Definitely like calms down from like we had like the midterms that passed. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the federal level with like Trump talking about the memo and also talking about like possibly eradicating the 14th Amendment to remove birthright citizenship. So there's definitely a lot of things that are going on that are just outlandish right now. And I hope that in the future, the general masses of the United States of America comes to their senses and realizes this is not how we're supposed to act as a democracy and that we fix ourselves before something bad happens. I think that's all I can think of right now.
Yeah, that's good. I think I would say something more along the lines of climate change, and I really hope we get more regulations in place and, I don't know, take control of the problem before it gets that much worse.
Oh, definitely. I mean, climate change is something that's very serious. I mean, like, the United Nations just put out a memo projecting for 2030 that the global temperature is going to rise to be 1.5 degrees Celsius higher. And at this rate, there isn't even anything that we can do to just stop it. We can only slow down the process. It's gotten that bad. We've done so much harm to this planet, and this is the planet's reaction to our actions. So I think that spreading awareness is something that's very big, because there's a lot of people, especially higher ups, that do not believe that this isn't even an issue worth talking about. And I think that it's really good that we like talk about these issues and just educate people on the seriousness behind climate change and what it does to the environment, what it does to us as a human race. And I think once we get that awareness out there, we can start building alternatives to like the energies that we currently use, like fossil fuels and other harmful like things that release chemicals into the air that create the greenhouse effect. We can work on like renewable energy. We can work on like wind energy, like utilizing that more, other types of ways to just like slow down the process, preserving our like lifespan as a race. Because I mean, as we know it, like this could literally impact us in such a way where like we could end up like killing ourselves, and nobody really wants to think about that. So I think that that's very important. That's one of the like probably like one of the most. It's like the most serious issues that isn't even talked about enough. Like it's not spoken about enough. So that's a really good point.
Yeah. Well, I think we have some great hopes, and hopefully we can revisit this in, I don't know, a decade or later and see if the world worked out like we hoped.
Let's hope.
Thank you, Noah.
No problem, Sarah. Thanks for having me on.
Yep.